Sale, once you have leads coming in, how do you sell them? Well, a couple of things to know. Number one, is what you're selling high ticket or is it low ticket? Here's how I define it. Many people would say high ticket versus low ticket in different ways. To me, high ticket is anything that's, you know, basically over $1,000. That's high ticket to me. Anything below $1,000 is low ticket. This is important to know because with high ticket, you are going to need salespeople. People don't just buy $5,000 things with the click of a button. Some people do, but very few. All right. So, you know, if you've got a product or a service, if you're in the coaching business and you're selling $10,000 coaching, well, you're going to need closers. You're going to need salespeople. I'll get into, you know, different types of salespeople here in a minute. But if you're selling low ticket, for example, Wealthy You, $97, I don't need you to call in to buy it. If you're not convinced to buy it now, a salesperson's not going to convince you anyway. Like, you're probably just not the type of person that's ever going to buy it. Like, and if you do have to be like wrestled into buying it from a salesperson, well, number one, the salesperson's not going to make much commission on a $97 sale. And number two, I mean, honestly, you're probably not going to be somebody who lasts very long anyway. Because if it was that hard to wrangle 97, you know, the next month, you're probably going to be looking at it like, I don't know. You're going to basically have to be sold again. That's why I wouldn't even recommend trying to get salespeople to sell them something cheap. Like, let people self-select into something low ticket. Now, if you're going to do that now, how exactly do you do it? Well, you know, we basically have two types of salespeople, right? There's setters and closers. So your closers are your people who are your best salespeople. The setters are the people who are not, all right? Now imagine if you're doing a great job of marketing and you're getting 100 leads a day. If I'm the closer, me, Ryan, I don't have time to talk to 100 leads every day. What I really want, if I'm an experienced closer, is for somebody else to filter through those leads and to say, hey, Ryan, these are the 10 people who are serious about buying our thing. And I'll be like, great, send me those 10. Let me talk to them. And that's the whole point of setters and closers. The setters would basically go through the 100 and disqualify the 90, and then the closers would get to close the 10 good leads. And that's how it has to work, because closers just don't have the time to go through all the leads. It's not a good use of their time. It's better to go get a couple of people over here so that, you know, your big dog can go out and close and do what they do best. The next thing you got to think about are upsells. So we talked about lifetime value of Apple for a little bit, but upsells are super important with everything you do. So I mentioned that, you know, I don't want somebody to just spend $97 with me once. Like, that's great. But odds are, if we do such a great job fulfilling on that, you're going to want to buy more from us. You're going to be like, yo, I want to come to the event. Let me get a ticket. Yo, I actually want to do coaching. Let's do that. You know, we got these things called our wealthy retreats. You know, last year we went to Cabo and Cancun. You're going to be like, dude, I want to go to that vacation with other entrepreneurs. Let's do it. So, you know, or my other businesses. Hey, you know, you want to invest with me? Cool. Let's do some flips together. Let's buy some apartments together. So upsells are very important because guess what? In a business, usually the most expensive thing you can do is customer acquisition. Basically, your marketing is usually your biggest expense. So we got to really make sure that not only are we profitable when we sell them whatever we want to sell them, but that we continue to build that lifetime value with a customer by having the right kind of upsells and new offers that we know the customers want. To give you an example, I was talking about the CRM earlier. For years, our students have asked us, Ryan, you know, what CRM should we use? And I would always refer out these different CRMs and I'd be like, just use this, right? And it's not like I'm endorsing. I'm just like, look, we use Salesforce. We use HubSpot. They're super expensive. It's probably not for you. Here's some cheaper options that are like $200, $300 a month. But eventually you start to realize, you're like, dude, if I have thousands of students, if I'm selling to this point, I'm just being real with you. If I were to sell 1,000 wealthy U's a month and they're all going to ask me about CRMs and stuff, why would I not just create the CRM for them? Because clearly it works for me. Clearly they already trust me. They're getting value. So how many people would also buy a CRM from me? I don't know, but let's say the number's 200 of them. You know, if 200 also buy a CRM, well, that's an extra, you know, $20,000 a month recurring on top of that. So now we're building in upsell revenue on top of revenue from the core offer. So it's important for your business to think about upsells. Okay? Now, let's talk about operations. Now, let me be clear about this, okay? Operations are so important because now that you've sold them, you've got basically like your order slash offer fulfillment. You got to make sure you do a good job. So, you know, if you guys buy Wealthy You, we got to make sure that it's super seamless. You get instant access. You know, I want to have someone from my team call you just to make you feel welcome. So we got to have our fulfillment in place, because if fulfillment's good, it's going to make your experience good. You're going to tell your friends about it. You'll do more business with us. Okay. So you got to make sure fulfillment is good. Now, how do you make fulfillment good? Well, there's a lot of things that go into it, right? I mean, the first thing is people. And with people, this is a whole process in itself, right? We got to hire people the right way, right? We need to build a good culture in our company. You know, we need to build processes for how they're supposed to do their jobs. We need to have organizational charts. We need to build good core values. We need to, you know, basically figure out our comp plans. There's so much that goes into the people side of things, because that's really what operations is about at the end of the day. You know, clearly there's also the tech element of it. So a lot of things can be automated, which, by the way, we do a lot of our fulfillment automated through our CRM, right? Because you're coming in as a lead into the CRM, and then the CRM is then, you know, labeling you a Wealthy University student. The moment you buy, the CRM fires off all these automations to make sure you get in the right place instantly. The emails, the text, it gets assigned to someone on our team so that they can check in with you. Like, there's a whole process that plays out, you know, when you buy. And so this is back-end stuff that is super important to learn.